Unshaken by these squalls, Captain Nemo stationed himself on the platform. He was lashed around the waist to withstand the monstrous breakers foaming over the deck. I hoisted and attached myself to the same place, dividing my wonderment between the storm and this incomparable man who faced it head-on. The raging sea was swept with huge, tattered clouds, drenched by the waves. I saw no more of the small, intervening billows that form in the troughs of the big crests, just long, soot-colored undulations with crests so compact they didn't foam. They kept growing taller. They were spurring each other on, the Nautilus, sometimes lying on its side, sometimes standing on end like a mast, rolled and pitched frightfully. Near 5 o'clock a torrential rain fell, but it lulled neither wind nor sea. The hurricane was unleashed at a speed of 45 meters per second, hence almost 40 leagues per hour. Under these conditions houses topple, roof tiles puncture doors, iron railings snap in two, and 24-pounder cannons relocate. And yet, in the midst of this turmoil, the Nautilus lived up to that saying of an expert engineer, "A well-constructed hull can defy any sea." This submersible was no resisting rock that waves could demolish. It was a steel spindle, obediently in motion, without rigging or masting, and able to brave their fury with impunity. Meanwhile, I was carefully examining these unleashed breakers. They measured up to 15 meters in height, over a length of 150 to 175 meters, and the speed of their propagation, half that of the wind, was 15 meters per second.